Someone that does look good and you're very attracted to is this week's AFL NAB Rising Star nominee. He's originally from the Central Football Club. His name's Troy Menzel. Troy, good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, mate. You've made a big impact. You're a classy left footer. We like those. The only thing we don't like is you're playing in Victoria, not here in Adelaide. So, congratulations. But you were injured in that game. You hurt your shoulder and came off and then came back on, surprisingly. How was your shoulder?
Yeah, no, it's feeling all right. This week I copped a bit of a stinger and went down and got it strapped, and I thought it was feeling all right. So I went back out there and got a bit of a knock again in another marking contest. So I came back off and just thought it was best if sat out the rest of the game.
Will you play this week?
Yeah, I'll train on Thursday and get up for Saturday night against the Swans.
How were your previous 5 weeks before beating St Kilda? 5 losses on the trot.
Yeah, it's we played some good footy against Geelong and Hawthorn, and I guess really had a good opportunity to knock off some of the top sides. Definitely showed that we can play good quality football against them, but yeah, we weren't able to finish off, which was unfortunate.
Are you happy with how you're developing in Melbourne? Have you enjoyed the move?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed coming over here. I think this year I've been able to have a full pre-season and play a lot of consistent senior AFL footy. It's really made it a lot more fun, a lot more exciting, I guess.
Do you have a mentor over there, Troy?
Yeah, I've actually got Bryce Gibbs as my mentor, so I'm really enjoying that. I'm looking to push into the midfield whenever I can in the coming years. So having him as my mentor definitely paths that way.
And how was that earlier in the year when there was all the talk about him possibly coming back to Adelaide?
Yeah, there was obviously a lot of media attention about it. But yeah, Bryce has a good relationship with a lot of the boys at the club and he's really enjoying it. So I always thought he was going to sign with the club, as he did.
We want you to come back.
I'm pretty happy at Carlton at the moment.
It's your first year, isn't it? Your first full year?
Your first full year, yeah.
Okay, so when are you out of contract? The end of next year?
I'm actually out of contract at the end of this year, but talking to my manager at the moment, they're in talks with the club, so hopefully we can get something done in the coming weeks or so.
Who did you barrack for when you were growing up?
It's a good one, actually. Being an Adelaide boy, you'd think I'd either support Crows or the Power, but I was actually a Collingwood supporter growing up.
Collingwood. You can tell just in your voice that, Troy, you're really enjoying the Melbourne lifestyle by the sound of it.
Yeah, having Daniel over here as well, my brother, really helps you settle in. And yeah, like I said, I'm really enjoying Melbourne.
And the Swannies this week. Yeah, we spoke to Mick a little bit earlier. It's been a frustrating season, as I touched on, with your 5 losses. But you come up against a side now that's won 11 on the trot.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough task. They're a very good defensive side, and that's our defence is something we've been trying to pride ourselves on the last couple of weeks. So if we can get that right, then I reckon we can give them a good crack.
How have you found it physically? I mean, you're not a massive guy, and you're a classy player. Do they put a strong physical presence against you? Do they try and intimidate young players?
I wouldn't really say so. I mean, I've been doing a lot of work in the gym. I've put on a fair bit of muscle mass over 2 pre-seasons, which I guess has helped me out playing AFL footy. But, yeah, I don't really see it as too much of an issue when I'm out there playing, no.
Oh, well, do you live with your brother?
No, because he's living down in Geelong, so it's a bit too far for me to travel each day for training, so I'm just living up in Melbourne at the moment.
How's he going emotionally with his latest knee issue?
Yeah, he's actually not too bad. He's doing a lot of off-field things, like he's coaching the under-14s team out at Newtown, which he's really enjoying and really getting into. He's also doing a lot of radio work with K-Rock over here, so he's got a couple of things outside of... outside of the footy club that's really taken his mind off it, which is really good for him.
And how hard has it been for your folks, with both sons over there, playing for different teams?
Yeah, it's I guess it hasn't been so bad from as of yet, because I've only been the only one playing. So I'm sure when we're both lining up against each other, there'll be some I'm not sure he'll be barking for, but yeah, it'll definitely be tough for him.
Well, mate, congratulations. We've enjoyed watching you play. There's been no doubt about it. You're a classy moving player. We'd love to see you back in those Crows colours. NAB Rising Star nomination, very well deserved, and hope it's just the ongoing progress of a great career for you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Troy.
Troy Menzel from the Carlton Footy Club, this week's NAB Rising Star.